It is, of course, the holiday season, and for some local musicians, the best way to celebrate is to make music together. The Lansing Area Ukulele Group gathered over the weekend for their holiday strum and sing, and current state producer Katie Cook is a uke enthusiast herself, so she stopped by to check it out. What did you think, Katie?
It was a really good time. It's so fun to see how music brings people together. It took place at Sir Pizza in Old Town, mm-hmm. and the restaurant was packed out with people playing ukulele.
Did you take your instrument along and play?
Yes, I did. But when I got there, the party had already started.
Feliz Navidad.
Lansing Area Ukulele Group, or LAF for short, is led by Ben Hassinger. I asked him about the group's name.
What does the H stand for in LAF?
It's a secret. I can't tell you.
I was hoping it would stand for Ha.
Well, you know, a lot of people say that. LAF, Ha. Yeah, it's a Lansing Area Ukulele Group, but LUH didn't sound very appealing. So everybody smiles and laughs and has a good time, so that's why we made it LAF.
You founded the Lansing Area Ukulele Group?
Yeah, Lansing Area Ukulele Group, and I co-founded it, actually. I was in Hawaii in 2009, and go figure, I stumbled upon a ukulele festival, and there were like a few hundred people just having the time of their lives. And what really got me was a group from Canada and the Langley Ukulele Ensemble, and they are school kids. They start up, rather than playing recorders and things, they start off playing ukulele and singing, and they were just wonderful. And they were there, and it got me thinking, boy, this would be fun to have a group together and sing. So I emailed my friend Stan Werben, who owns Elderly Instruments and has always been an ukulele proponent, and I said, hey, I'd like to get a uke group or something started in Lansing. He goes, well, I know this other guy that goes to a lot of the uke groups in California in the winter, Dave Payson, and he didn't want to start a group and then he'd be gone half of the year. So he and I and Stan, we basically co-founded the group, and Dave leads the group from June through November, and then I lead it December through May.
That's open to all levels of talent?
Definitely. You know, some people are a little intimidated at first. They go, well, I just started and I don't know because I bet you guys are all professionals. We have such a wide mix here. We've got people who just bought an ukulele the other day, or some that even show up without an ukulele and one of us will lend them one, all the way to just excellent players. And one thing you'll find about the ukulele community is everybody's willing to help each other. It really is a community and people work together. So if you come in and you're a little kind of shy about it, oh, I don't know all these chords, and you're sitting next to somebody else that's really quite proficient on the instrument, they'll take the time, help you, show you how to, here's how you play this chord and this and that. And it's really the nicest group of people you can ever find.
We're listening to the Lansing Area Ukulele Group playing at their most recent strum and sing. December's was, of course, holiday themed. As much as I love ukuleles, I have to say these kazoos were my favorite part.
Ukulele or both pronunciations accepted?
The ukulele is the Hawaiian pronunciation, and that means jumping flea in the Hawaiian language, because when the Portuguese came over in the mid-1800s, the predecessors to the ukulele, they watched them play at night. They'd all be sitting around, probably having a drink or two, and playing, and they were amazed at how quickly their fingers would move up and down the strings, and they said it was like a flea jumping on the strings. So it's usually, mainland is usually ukulele, and the correct Hawaiian is ukulele, and I usually split the difference and say ukulele. But you always say uke. You don't say ook if you abbreviate it, because that just sounds weird.
That does sound weird. What do you love about the instrument, the ukulele?
There's so many things I love about the ukulele. I teach in the schools and in the community and host the Mighty Uke Day Festival, as well as Uketoberfest at Interlochen and a couple other things around the state. And I already talked about the one thing is community. It really is a community. You get people together that, boy, they can be on total polar sides politically or anything else, but they all get together and play ukulele. The other thing I like about it, it's a very accessible instrument. You can buy a playable ukulele for like $50 or so. You can spend much, much more too, but you can get started with one. It's okay instrument. Guitar, you just certainly couldn't do that. You got to spend a good $200 to get anything worthwhile. So it's accessible in price. It's accessible as far as getting started to play. Much easier to play than a guitar. And because you've got nylon strings, you've got four of them instead of six, they're closer together, and you can take it as far as you want, but you have some more immediate gratification with that. So between the community, the price, the ease of playing, and just the fun of it all, it's just a wonderful little instrument.
Before I left, I also talked to a young man named Ruben Stump.
So Ruben, I think you might be the youngest ukulele player here. How old are you?
15 years old.
What do you like about the ukulele?
It's an easy, fun instrument to play. Also, people like it because it's small and easy to carry around with you. It brings people together, like at events like this. It's just a lot of fun.
How long have you been playing?
For about 8 years.
And then how long have you been coming to the Lansing Area Ukulele Group?
Since I was 8.
What keeps you coming back?
I've really become good friends with a lot of the people here. We just love to play music together.
For Current State, I'm Katie Cook.